Hello and welcome to this podcast, which was actually recorded on location at the Future Travel Experience Global in sunny Las Vegas. My name is Holly and I'm the editor of International Airport Review, and my podcast guest was Gautam Kundu, Executive Vice President and Chief Information and Digital Strategy Officer of Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, or MWAR as it is known. I caught up with the EVP to talk about MWAR Labs, which was founded by Gautam himself, the Veriscan biometric system, which his team developed, and the exciting innovations that his team have in the pipeline. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you do, then make sure you sign up to International Airport Review to receive all the latest news and thought leadership from the airport experts. So, thank you very much for joining us. I'm joined here by Gautam Kundu at Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Ollie. Thank you for the opportunity.
My first question for you is, tell me about your in-house innovation team, MWAA Labs. I understand you founded it yourself.
Yes, thank you. This is a very exciting story, and every time I tell this story, I get even more excited. You know, in about 2013, that's the time I joined MWAA, Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. We noticed that the industry had a lot of good solutions, but they were very siloed. I mean, we had a solution for display screens, we have a solution for baggage, we have a solution for biometrics, but it was all isolated. Data wasn't flowing through it. There was nothing holistic. And what we ended up doing was we decided that we're going to build our own solutions. That was very unheard of in the industry. The industry pretty much goes out and buys solutions. So convincing the board, convincing MWAA's leadership that there is an opportunity for us to build something very strategic. And we formed this group called MWAA Labs that focused on innovation, thinking differently. And I was very lucky to have a group of brilliant engineers specializing in the cloud and mobile and artificial intelligence and all these emerging technologies. And that was a genesis of MWAA Labs. So it's been a fantastic journey for us.
And I understand your team developed the Veriscan biometric system. How is this progressing and how far has it been rolled out?
That's a great question. Veriscan was our first major product that we built, deployed at our two airports, both Dulles International and National Airport, and we even commercialized it. So in 2018, there was a congressional mandate, as you probably know, that international travelers will get facially recognized and biometrically verified. As a large international airport in Dulles, with lots of 60 gates, we had a need to kind of implement a solution to meet that mandate. Again, as we looked in the industry, don't get me wrong, the solutions are really good. But again, it was one, not holistic enough for us. Two, there were more black boxes. And as you probably know, emerging technologies keep changing, and we wanted to be relevant and not keep throwing out a black box and buying the next one. And finally, the solutions that we found in the market were very expensive. I mean, every gate required wiring and connectivity and power lines, and most of our gates at airports are not equipped for that kind of infrastructure. So luckily we had our MWAA Labs team, and we went back and said, hey, let's think of a solution out of the box, make it simple, make it cost effective, make something which is going to stay relevant. And our team, within 7 days, because we had done a lot of the groundwork, built a very simplistic solution on an iPad. We took the camera system that came out of an iPad. We wrote all the software and the matching technologies in the cloud. And we built this very simple solution, but very effective. It could scale. It met all the criteria. It was cost effective, $1,000 iPad. And it could be deployed in any situation, and be it in any airports, in any setting. It hit the ground running, Holly. We showed it to the airlines, we showed it to our partners and Customs and Border Patrol, and everybody just like, can this work? And we eventually got the airlines to, got very excited. Within a couple of weeks, we did a couple of pilots. Scandinavian Airlines was the first airline that we tried to try out the solution. It was a roaring success. We had over, I would say, 35 airlines that started using the solutions. We went one step further and did integrated with the boarding system of the airline, the departure control systems. And so you could use your facial recognition to board a craft without even showing your paper ticket. That was really good. Mm-hmm. 2020, we decided that the solution needs to scale. MWA was in position to take it further. So we sold it in 2022, a leading provider of security and identity management in the airline space and aviation space called Pangium. And that's really it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It sounds like you created it over a cup of coffee, very simplistically on an iPad. It sounds amazing. So congratulations on that. You said that you could commercialize it. What other airports in that case did you send it to?
Yeah, we commercialized it. We did a lot of trial runs. We did a trial run in Seattle. We sold the solutions to DFW. We also did a trial run in Dublin. So yeah, it was a very... I would say, again, I say this very humbly, but a very simple solution that was very effective in the industry.
And do you think that airports creating and selling their own products is something that a lot more of them will do in the future? Is this a trend that we're going to see come through?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of that happening, because as we move and into getting to be a more of a technology company, airports are need to start getting closer to a passenger, engaging passengers and adding value in every engagement. Otherwise, they're not going to be relevant. Mm-hmm. When you get that kind of an interaction with your passengers, you need to interact in their channels of choice and their medias of choice. And we live in a digital age. Data is so important. So yes, I do see the trend where you've got to look at the solution holistically. You've got to look at, how do I just connect all the dots and not just solve one problem in one silo?
What you're saying kind of echoes Amsterdam Schiphol. They're saying that their whole new philosophy is think like a tech company. So
I think so. I think every company in every industry, be it an airport, be it an airline, be it in manufacturing, I mean, they're all going to become technology companies. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say this with a lot of confidence is because our customers live in a digital age. We live in it with our digital lifestyle. Look at the way we order food today. Look at the way we order our ride sharing. And when you come to an airport, you expect the same level of services and the same level of choices and convenience. So solutions in an airport need to be more holistic. We need to be able to share data with our ecosystem of partners. It's no longer my data or my system or my solution. It's got to be a lot more interoperable. And that's the only direction I see.
And what are you currently working on and what are you excited about?
Well, I'm very excited about launching a product that we have built over the last several years. We call it the smart display. This is a common problem with a lot of airports today, is that we have a lot of digital assets. We have the websites, we have our Wi-Fi, we have our smart screens. And what we decided is that, every time, let's take the screens that you have in an airport. On average, an airport like ours has 1,000 screens. And the screens are very tightly coupled with the content it displays. So if you look at an airport, you go to the baggage claim area, there is a vendor that sells you content for baggage claim on a certain set of screens. There's screens on the upper level for arrival departures, and there is gate directories. And every screen that is tied to a software vendor providing content has licensing agreements. So there is content licensing, there is licensing at the screen level where you have to put up maybe a computer behind it, and that has a license for the operating system. It gets very expensive. We're talking millions of dollars out here. what we thought was, how about we decouple that? We take all the content, could be arrival, gate, baggage, advertisements, and we keep all the screens in a separate area. And then we decide with our own in-home build software that Ember Labs built, is to you mix and match. And we create a very simple interface with a mobile app. So now airlines can use the open app with all the security and rules and permissions to say, oh, I want to show this content of, you know, business class departures on this lane on these screens. Mm-hmm. And then the next 10 minutes, they can change on their app. I want to show flight arrival departure information on it. It simplifies it. It centralizes it. We control all the 1,200 screens it through one app, which means if there is an emergency, you can now have a critical message going out saying avoid zone A or avoid terminal B. That kind of capability comes in. So smart displays is the next big innovation coming out of Ember Labs. We're getting ready to launch it. We've launched it in our two airports. It's been very successful. It simplified our environment. And now we plan to commercialize it in the industry.
I'm imagining a lot of disgruntled suppliers who have gone out of business because of your fantastic innovation team who are taking everything in-house.
Well, I look at it as more like a partnership because there is a lot more that we can do for our passenger experience. Mm. So yes, I mean, data is very important for us. Mm. It's a very strategic asset for us and for any other organization. Mm. And more we can kind of bring it all together for the benefit of our passengers. Mm. That's how I see it.
Yeah. How do you actually go about collecting the data on your passengers? What inputs do you have?
Well, I think this is an evolving concept. I mean, realizing that data is important is the first step.
Yeah.
And how do we collect it is we're beginning the process. There's a lot of, we collect data from our backend systems, the ERP systems, mm-hmm. our work order systems. We also collect data from external sources. The display screens I talked to you about gets data from external sources like flight stats and flight views. And we look at, FAA's data. And then we have a lot of sensors and beacons and Wi-Fi connectivity coming in through the terminals. And then, of course, there's direct feedback. And all of that now can feed into our analytics engine. And then that's where how we kind of get, what's the next big thing? What's happening in terms of what's needed, what's not working? So we get a sentimental analysis and a pulse of the airport at any time.
I guess you can also personalize the experience as well to passengers more and more.
That's absolutely right. I think that's the next level of evolution when you collect it. You with their, and as long as you add value to the journey to a passenger, they're willing to talk to you more about it. But that's the key. You just don't go and digitize your process. You fill up an online form, but instead, you're adding value. Hey, by the way, do you know there's a congestion in checkpoint A? You should be taking checkpoint B. It'll save you 5 minutes of your journey. Or you can grab and go with your food and all the other options that come in.
And how are you fostering a culture of innovation and collaboration within your team?
Well, that's a great, great question. I would definitely think this has been, something that I personally feel very good about. As an organization, as an industry, we've always, the three things that has come into play and my lessons learned with all of the innovation that we've been doing at Ember. One, I think, is the culture. We talk about our beliefs and our thoughts, but innovation is like building a new method or a new device or a new way or a new idea. To do that, you got to fail. You may fail. You will fail. And being able to pick up and learn from those mistakes and fail fast was a cultural change in our thinking. The most, as an aviation industry, the more we try to innovate, you got to have an appetite that, this isn't like the only way to do things. There are better ways to do things, and you've got to always adapt and recalibrate your thinking. So that was one thing that we learned, that get used to it, but fail fast. The second thing is our approach. You talked about collaboration. In these kind of, where you're building a screen or you're building facial recognition, you're trying to innovate, this is not an IT function or a business function, or this is coming together as one team. And I think we learned that, you know, that when we build things, we take 2 weeks to build what is our priorities for that build, and we're jointly responsible for its success and its failure. That was a new way of doing things. I think capabilities is also one thing that we had to learn. I mean, going digital, learning, you know, digital literacy around what data assets are, and that was something that as an organization we picked up on.
And what changes in behavior are you observing in your passengers since the pandemic? And how do you observe that behavior?
You know, as you start, like we start collecting data about what customers want, the pandemic taught us a few things is that, listen, I want real-time information. I want to plan my journey even before I get to the airport. We started getting things like, especially with the pandemic, is I want, you know, and this has become a commonplace today, but everything needs to be touchless. I don't want to touch faucets. I don't want to touch screens. I need to know where the bottlenecks are in the airport. I need you to tell me how to navigate through the airport. So we adapted. We started building touchless interfaces, our screens, our directories, real-time information coming through your device of choice, like your app. We started, we put in sophisticated queue management technologies to look at wait times. We're getting into virtual queuing right now. And then slowly we're adapting to the concept of, you know, getting into, and this is a major field that I think is going to take a lot of attention in the future, is airports becoming marketplaces and digital marketplaces where you have the capability to order and see all the products and services in one platform. So that's how we're learning, how we're adapting.
Maybe even having those products delivered to your gate via a robot.
That's true. We are right now, it's not a robot, it's a company that comes and delivers it to your gate. But you know, I do see the future where you forgot to bring an adapter and you're looking for a specialized adapter, and you look at all the products that have been sold that fits your needs and getting it delivered in real time. All of that capabilities is becoming a commonplace in airports right now.
And how are you anticipating the next big thing in air travel? And what is the next big thing in your opinion?
Well, that's a great question, but it's a very tough question. I do think the next few years are going to be very interesting. There is a lot of factors that's going to affect airports and airlines. Technology is a big one of them. We're not just talking about consumer technologies, which is going to emerge and randomly change, but we're also talking of airline technologies, vertical takeoff planes and supersonic planes, and the capabilities of, you know, all these technologies that can disrupt the industry completely. The social economic factors, the recessions and the high interest rates, fuel prices, all of that keep going on. So, yeah, I think this is a good time to buckle up, good time to get closer to your passengers, you know, really personalize the experience and then find new ways to generate revenue.
Speaking of revenues, non-aeronautical revenues to be specific, they become very important to airports. So how are you trying to develop these new revenue streams?
It's a very important factor, I think. As you see what's happening, we're not getting the same volumes of passengers back as we saw in 2018 and 2019. But there is a lot of lessons learned from other industries that I think airports and airlines should learn. And I probably can think of two. Look at, the potential of revenue. A baseball game, a Major League Baseball game, gets about 30,000 fans to come in for a game, which is about 2 to 3 hours. An average game gets an yield of about $4 million in revenue. An airport, on the other hand, a typical airport gets 4 times the amount of passengers in a single day, 100, 120,000. The revenue in a good day is about $1 million. There is a gap. What is a gap? Is, are we getting to the right customers to pay the right price at the right time? And airports are waking up to this whole yield management best practices and using technologies for it. We should realize we have a couple of perishable commodities in an airport. You still have to be at the right gate at the right time to catch a flight. And if you're late crossing these queues of TSAs and all the checkpoints, and there's a big queue for Starbucks, there's a potential where you can have tiered pricing for an app, a super app that gets you ahead of a queue or, you know, gets you ahead of the line, and you're willing to pay for that difference and for that convenience. So yes, there are some very interesting strategies coming out that I think we should lean into other industries. And there is a lot of potential, but I think this is going to be a very important field where you take artificial intelligence and get the data crunching and get the pricing right.
And do you network with other industries to knowledge share and innovate together?
Absolutely. I think that's the core. I mean, you've got to realize that airports are just a little part of the entire travel ecosystem. The inspirations for travel comes outside of an airport. So the only way to be successful is to first realize it, and then two is to make sure that, you know, there is a lot of partnership. Verescan for us was a great example how we collaborated with airlines and government entities, and realized that the only way we could be successful was if we all focused on our passengers and their experience, things can happen.
And where is DoubleThree, I'll call it how you call it, moi, on its digital transformation journey?
Well, I think we've had a very interesting digital transformation journey. Our journey, you call it transformation, for us is first to realize that there's a different way of doing things. So yes, we did transform ourselves. And our first few years of transformation that started in 2013 was to really create a solid, strong foundation. Our backends moved to the cloud, we consolidated data centers, we created a federated network, we built a very strong Wi-Fi for about 8 million square footage of our space. And once we had the foundation right of consolidations and standardizations, the savings were invested into innovation. I created the Envoy Labs team. We were able to build new products. So yes, we've come a long way. We've still got a long way to go.
How many people are in the innovation team?
We've got about 15 people in the innovation team.
Fantastic. And what is your vision for the passenger journey of the future through your airports?
Well, I think our passenger journey is going to be, I would say, three big pillars, okay, for any airport, is to build in the capabilities to really observe. And when I mean observe passenger behavior, is you've got to be able to engage with them in a meaningful way. You've got to be able to add value to their journey. That's step one. And that's what we're trying to do with smart displays and virtual queuing and marketplaces, is adding value, creating the, you know, every engagement in a digital engagement needs to add some value. That leads us to the next step, which is how do you anticipate what do they want next? How do we anticipate that frictionless is going to become a norm? We got to be able to, you know, observe and then get into that data crunching to figure out there is a trend happening, there is a shift happening, and you should be able to predict that shift and move quickly and find ways to kind of do that ahead of the curve. And finally, you get to the third aspect of it, which is, well, convenience does come at a cost. I mean, you are willing to pay the $5 drop-off for my food at a certain gate, and you're willing to do it, or going ahead of a queue. So we're going to find new ways to generate revenue.
And a final question, are you positive for the future, and what are you most excited about?
Well, I'm very, very excited about the future. I think as we start becoming more of, and you start thinking like a technology company, and you start, you know, realizing that our assets are digital assets, it's going to be really exciting, because we tend to really hit the mark with our passengers, getting to know them, meet their expectations. And I think the next few years with advancements of technologies, and it's going to become a strategic differentiator for all of us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I hope to travel through one of your airports very soon.
Absolutely. MY Airports. Thank you again. Thank you again for your time.
It was great hearing Gotham's philosophy on innovation and how they are anticipating the next big idea that will disrupt the airport sector. A key takeaway for me is what Gotham said about it being a very good time to buckle up and get closer to your passengers and offer an even more personalised experience. I think this is what passengers want now from their travel experience, and this is how the industry really needs to take airport service to the next level. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And as ever, if you have any comments on what you heard, then please do give us a shout out on social media. And of course, make sure you check back soon for the next podcast episode.